the throne of grace, March 28, our continual dependence. The Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. Psalm 29, 10 and 11. The throne of grace is to be our continual dependence. There is strength for us in Christ. He is our advocate before the Father. He dispatches his messengers to every part of his dominion to communicate his will to his people. He walks in the midst of his churches. He desires to sanctify, elevate, and ennoble his followers. The influence of those who truly believe in him will be a savor of life in the world. He holds the stars in his right hand, and it is his purpose to let his light shine through these to the world. Thus he desires to prepare his people for higher service in the church above. He has given us a great work to do. Let us do it with accuracy and determination. Let us show in our lives what the truth has done for us. Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, Revelation 2:1. This scripture shows Christ's relation to the churches. He walks in the midst of his churches throughout the length and breadth of the earth. He watches them with intense interest to see whether they are in such a condition spiritually that they can advance his kingdom. Christ is present in every assembly of the church. He is acquainted with everyone connected with his service. He knows those whose hearts he can fill with the holy oil, that they may impart it to others. Those who faithfully carry forward the work of Christ in our world, representing in word and works the character of God, fulfilling the Lord's purpose for them, are in his sight very precious. Christ takes pleasure in them as a man takes pleasure in a well-kept garden and the fragrance of the flowers he has planted. No candlestick, no church shines of itself. From Christ emanates all its light. The church in heaven today is only the complement of the church on earth, but it is higher, grander, perfect. The same divine illumination is to continue through eternal ages. The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the light thereof. No church can have light if it fails to diffuse the glory it receives from the throne of God.